Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy. You've just been thrice fucked by the very best. It's Zach Elias. What's up, buddy?
Probably two times by someone else, maybe once by me. Yeah. I can't go three times in a night. I mean, I might need like one of those angry dads and one episode of Seinfeld. What are those things called? Those fruit punch things. They're fantastic. I'm way out. I need more.
Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. Tuesdays, we do it live. Saturdays, we post it later. We are so happy. We're getting reviews. People are sharing. Maybe we're growing. Maybe we'll make some money.
We're definitely growers more than showers, I would hope.
Anybody who listens to this, just tell anybody to give us a chance and give us some feedback, because we like when you love us, but we love when you hate us.
Tell Al Pacino to do a plug for us, and whatever he does, he does.
My eyes tell me it's a shitty podcast.
Perfect. Great. Quick. I had no problem with what he did. The show ended faster. Just get it over with.
You're out of your mind. I didn't put him in my pizza do of the week, but the fact that the tagline of it, come on.
Who cares?
The Oscar goes to.
Yeah, let's go. Get me out of there faster.
We have a jam-packed show for everybody tonight, but before we start talking, gotta start drinking. Zacharias, tell everybody what you are drinking.
It was either the last beer I have in the fridge or part of a bottle of bougie wine. I went with the last beer I have in the fridge. So next week's thing different, or the bougie wine. So I just got a regular Sam Adams because I drank all of your breakaways. All I got. But now I'm forced to get new. I haven't had an empty fridge of beer in years until tonight. What do you got?
From the Jug Handle Brewing Company out of, it should be pronounced Tinton Falls, but it's right where I live and people call it Titten Falls.
Titten Falls.
Titten Falls. Power Slide. New England style IPA. 6.6% alcohol. I love the disco flavors in this. And this is just so cool. Good. And it does coordinate with tonight's episode. Zach, release the Kraken.
Disco tonight? Referee to chic, huh?
Can you at least let me introduce it, you fuck?
I'm reading. No, apparently I can't.
I didn't even know if you knew it was up there or if you saw it on yours. But episode 220.
Oh, Referee to chic. It's like Clear and Present Danger. We just said the name of the show in the show.
You know the song, though, right? It is called, I think it's called Freak by Chic.
Yeah.
Every now and then, gems come to us as podcast hosts. This was one that I got a month ago, and I've been sitting on and did not bring it up because I had to wait for the actual weekend. We were invited to a one-year-old's birthday party months ago. Some woman that Julia met in one of her Mommy and Me classes, who they went texted a little bit or something, and next thing you know, the kid's turning one, she reaches out, invites us to a party.
That's a SAG event. Cool. Send a gift.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I coined that. SAG event. Send a gift. That's me. Made it up.
Except there's something already called a SAG event, and it was live on Netflix.
But they strike, so fuck that noise. My SAG event you can go to or not.
Getting back to this SAG event, where the mommy of one cute little kid, we were invited. I don't need a lot of details. Not a whole lot's going on in my life, so I just tell you, tell me when, tell me where I'll go. And because it's her friend, I just have to show up, literally. Except on the invitation, Zach, it says, chic casual is the preferred dress attire for the adults for a one-year-old birthday party, and I have been como se va, seething.
Yeah, it's like I say in Seinfeld. I don't know what it is, but you don't have it.
I can't imagine going to a one-year-old's birthday party and I have to dress up. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention it was at the woman's parents' house, and I'm going
chic casual. I would probably wear a suit and flip-flops, maybe a suit and no shoes. It's chic, but I'm casual.
What are the consequences of going to? I had all types of plans. I planned on bringing a change of clothes in the car, and the first person I saw in sweatpants, I was going into my scrubs just saying, like, well,
Chips would carry you in, like, what's his face?
DJ Khaled?
Yeah, exactly. That's the guy. No, you should have, like, a suit with the Maryland flag on the inside, which I'm sure you already have.
I actually don't, if you want to get me a birthday present.
I don't.
So we hear this.
It's only on the Zozo with glass. When are you showing up? I've got it.
Oh, next time I see. Did you have it at Klonica when you got that Sam Adams?
Probably. Yeah, we did, actually. Been a hot minute.
Why don't you give it to me, dummy?
I don't know.
I plan on going to this birthday party ready to tattletale on anybody who is not in chic casual.
Not chic, not casual, not chic.
I am praying for my son to vomit on me, and so I have to walk around in a wife beater at this point. And I was really, really not happy. And wouldn't you know it, the day before the event, Zach, we get a text from the host, which usually means no, they're having rain the next day, but don't worry, we have a valet service at my parents' house, so you guys will be just fine. I'm going, what in the hell am I going to? We get there, greeted with mimosas at the door. The girl's father is wearing, you don't watch enough UFC, but he's wearing a Bruce Buffer tuxedo jacket that is just bedazzled. It was fucking fantastic. They have incredible. Not one, but two DJ booths. That's where insane. I'm going, why do you need two DJ booths? Well, they had...
Did you wear like a Craig Sager suit?
No. I wore my best Maryland socks that didn't have holes in them, which was great because because to play on the little kid section of this birthday party, you had to take your shoes off, which meant I was walking around in my Maryland socks during the whole place. And if anybody said anything, I was like, well, they says no shoes on the thing. I'm a dad. It's okay.
You should have said, this is the chic part of the casual.
Best part about the chic casual, which I refrain from all jokes, they were Indian, the whole family.
You could have dressed like the Iron Sheik.
Zach, it was all there. It was so good. The worst part about it is when I find out that they're actual Indian, now I'm worried about food. Food becomes a real problem for me because I don't do Indian. They Seconds come up and they tell us. I don't even eat Indian food.
I like Indian.
One, the smell isn't so great, but two, they said we have regular food and some Indian, which was code for it's all Indian food and we have chicken tenders for the kids.
Perfect.
It was awesome. I couldn't believe that. As far as the DJ booths, it was one person playing music and then the other DJ booth was a live saxophonist, except he had a electric type of thing that he could turn into a clarinet as well, and he was walking around the whole party as this is happening. Zach, this one-year-old's birthday party definitely cost more than my bar mitzvah.
Yeah, probably more than mine too. My parents skimped.
We had a nice black tie affair
at the Knights of Columbus.
You would have been proud, but maybe not. There was a bartender and an open bar, obviously. I walk up. It's mind you, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning, so I'm like, it's an event.
That's rage, yeah.
They have no rye, bourbon, any whiskey that I would drink.
Bombay Sapphire?
Drop the mic, Zach. That was great. But they did have a big bottle of Johnny Blue.
Yeah. Did you kill it?
I don't love scotch. Oh, and mixers, there was nothing. So they
could have been like Landau in Rounders, just a private bottle for yourself at the bar.
I got a mint lemonade, threw some tequila in it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try the Johnny Blue just to say I did. I went back up for my third drink at this point. Johnny Blue, bye-bye. All gone or taken away at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a $200 bottle. It's not that much, but it's more than most of my bottles cost.
Yeah, pretty much. That was my experience. It ended up being very nice, and I don't know if they're ever going to listen to this, but it was a great affair. The woman was lovely. Everybody there was great. The husband was this little Spanish guy who was, hey, I'm Javi. Hey, how you doing?
Like Guzman in the Bar Mitzvah movie?
Yeah. Who makes everything 10% better.
What do they do? Good. They're an Indian family, but they're Spanish. They live in that place. Who is this guy? Is he hiring? Let's go.
So I have more self-confidence because, as they say, comparison is the thief of joy. I wasn't going to look it up because I don't care. I'll never be in this type of place. Julia has the whole story. Guy's a cardiac thoracic surgeon.
Oh, but he's tacky. So I like it.
To use our terms, he's doing very, very well.
He's doing very well. Good for him.
That was my Saturday, which
a Walt Frazier jacket. Good for him.
Dude, I went in there expecting so many things. So I tried mingling. Engines don't talk. They don't give a shit. What? I killed the flower moon. I know I can talk, right?
Yeah, she didn't kill it. Good Lord. Red Feather didn't do it.
Speaking of which, any thoughts on the Oscars? Is there anything you want to say? Or we kind of did all
I think
stuff,
John
right?
Cena really went for it. Good for him. I mean, that was...
You know he had a thing on, right?
It doesn't matter. He wasn't wearing much, man. He was wearing an envelope.
He wears a little bit more when he was wrestling.
Yeah, true.
Knee pads.
Other than that, the Oscars? I actually think the pacing is wrong. I think they should not do all the songs. They should announce them, and they should all be prepared. Winning song, go sing your thing. Don't give me the rest of it. I hate all that interlude. I really hate it. They messed up the best part. For me, my favorite part of the show. Do you know what my favorite part of the Oscars is?
Best picture, but I guess not. So go ahead.
What was interesting about that? In Memoriam. Love it. Izzy Who Died.
Too much Taza Ride, right?
Yeah, right. And they moved the pictures. It was small. Just play I Will Remember You, Will You Remember Me on loop, or Time of Our Life by Green Day, and then you show the thing and you call it a day. But show them slow and do them nice. That was a thin year for death.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang. It was a thin year for death. It was really nobody special. But do it right. Yeah, exactly. They really glossed over that one. That was drug. Richard Lewis, I like that they were the crown. But you know, there was the dancing and then this and bang, bang, bang. Just give it to me. Just give it to me straight. That bothered me. Other than that, I lost the pool. Alvin, my stepfather, hats off, won again. 14-13. I came second, and then Jenna and Zoe DFL. Zoe has seen three movies, both two of which are animated, and then the other is Barbie. At the same amount as Jenna, who's seen almost every movie, didn't do so well. My mom came in third.
It's literally all BS there. Zach, as we're talking about movies, we always do trivia at the end. We kind of rush through it. So let's do something kind of fun right now. I saw something online. The top 10 highest grossing actors of 2023. Let me just tell you, there was 7 straight white men on here. Two females and a black guy. Do you want to do the trivia or do you want me to read them off? Because I thought it was pretty surprising.
Great white men, just read them off. Affleck, Matt Damon, Tom Cruise.
3. You're already good. You got the number 3, number 4, and number 9. 9.
God. Ken, Margot Ken, Robbie.
Number five, number two. All right. If you got your five, right. Number one, which surprised me, I guess Netflix backed up the Brinks truck. I haven't seen anything that Adam Sandler was in, but he made $73 million.
Leo made a, those movies make a fortune.
Leo, number seven, $41 million. Here's what you missed.
Leo, the movie Leo, the Sandler voice movie.
Oh, just kidding. Do you want to guess again then?
Leo.
Denzel at 10.
Good for him, still getting one.
Affleck, Jason Statham made money last year doing something.
I don't know.
As much as DiCaprio did, $41 million. DiCaprio at 7. Jennifer Aniston, $42 million. I assume that's for that show, right? They pay her a bazillion dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And then going down, it was Gosling, Damon, Tom Cruise, Margot Robbie, and Sandler. Those are the top 10 highest grossing actors of last year. I don't know if I was surprised.
It was a strike for like real movies. You can whip those comedies together quick.
Yeah. And keeping it right here, before we go there, I told you I had a really good HIPAA anonymous. We're all out of order today, but cool. I don't care. I told you I'm seeing a member of the faith.
Deceased.
I saw them today and you know, they made a comment, which was the perfect line to a song. So naturally I just go into the song and the person goes, all right, Whoopi, that'll be enough.
Ooh.
And it took me a second to go, did Whoopi say, oh, sister.
That's gotta be their godfather.
Right.
It's gotta be. It's actually quite good. It actually talks about nuns. There's a message to it. Like it is their godfather, or at least they're like Wall Street.
You know how people hold different movies and songs and life and what's normal in regard. I went to a patient's house recently and they told me, oh, you have to get the fresh mozzarella from this restaurant. I looked at them, I go, do you think I ever order fresh mozzarella? They said, no, why don't you? I said, you and I snack on very different things.
Yeah. I guarantee you they quote Whoopi like Wall Street guys quote Gordon Gekko. Or like I quote Glengarry Glenn Ross, or like you quote,
I'm not arguing with you. Amazing. I'm just saying this blew my mind to go, oh, they probably do.
Okay. Was there a physical therapy movie that you all quote?
Anytime somebody's in physical therapy, it's so bad. The things that they're not guarding them right. There's no assistive device. The only time I ever saw physical therapy that resembled it, it was an Amy Schumer movie. She was playing a movie with LeBron. I think LeBron had to go to PT for something.
Oh, yeah, I saw the movie. It was bad.
It was not great, but I remember the therapist in there actually was doing a decent job.
Someone put it in the chat. I forgot the name of it.
Zach, want to eat some quirky? Be some jerky.
Well, I don't get to do my hip-anonymous? Fine.
I'm done. No.
All right. I'm just going to go for it here because the first quirky, it came today. Aaron Rodgers and or Jesse the Body Ventura will be potentially vice president with RFK Jr. Wow. I mean, that's a bomb.
Zach, that was my gold medal submarine.
I mean, it's the greatest thing of all time. And by the way, that was going to text me. Was he still going to be playing football? They will not be playing meaningful games in November anyway. And
there's a campaign. He has to debate. Stuff has to happen.
Whatever. Then they can throw Tyrod Taylor out there unless he gets poached to be VP from Kamala.
Is he on the Jets right now?
Yeah, they got him today. Until Kamala pulls him to be Harris Taylor.
My literal lead-in for that was going to be the Jets have only made one move, and it's the fact that they might need to get a quarterback. The other thing that
I'm hopeful for Jesse the Body to come back. He was phenomenal.
He was a governor.
Yeah, so was Schwarzenegger.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about, at least as far as RFK, which do you know he put out a tweet recently that said, can we at least have a candidate on the ballot that'll make it through their presidency? And the perfect response online was, I don't think a Kennedy should be talking about that.
Ooh, oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Speaking of spending a lot of money on nothing, $10,000 baby photo. That. 10 grand for that shoot. From the Wall Street Journal. You getting that from Milo?
I don't
get
birthday, Milo. I'm so baby poor right now. It's not even funny.
Cool. You have the longest zip line in America. It will take you from New York to Massachusetts at 55 miles an hour. That is breakneck speed. And
how long are you on it for, though?
I don't know, but the drive to my house is 3.5 hours. So let's dance.
You just sit there.
Door to door.
One of our excursions, Julie and I did on one of the cruises, we went to a zip line park in Mexico where they put you in a harness and you do no less than 25 zip lines. After four of them, you never want to be on a zip line again.
The 2-hour zip line? Get the fuck out of here.
That's not bad.
Kill
somebody. What are you going to do all your stuff? Have Jenna drive it up?
Yeah, I got my stuff there. I'm backpacking. I don't care. Just get me there faster. But yeah, 2 hours, I think you will kill. So it'd be horrible. I mean, we did the one in Costa Rica where it took Jenna and I on the same zip lines. We waited enough to actually get there and it went like a couple miles. It was fun, but I don't think I could do 100 miles on a zip line.
I'd be terrified of dropping my phone. Terrified.
So bad. Because you know I have to pee. Just go. Just start spraying.
That's what we did when we were ziplining because we were going in and out of water anyways. You just snap.
I suppose. There's a former Vanderbilt quarterback. He had alleged Alabama mob ties. Did you hear about this? He said that almost every game in the SEC is fixed. I don't know if I believe this, but Jesus Christ. His name was Mo Hassan. Never heard of him. So, but nevertheless.
Oh, I met him. He was at at that party I was at this weekend.
He probably was. And he's sponsored by the Italian Mafia. Yeah, he's the mob guy. We regularly talk to guys at your position about fixing games.
Commodores. Don't trust him.
Commodores is right. Boeing whistleblower found dead in a hotel parking lot days after testifying. God bless the Mafia.
I saw that. I forgot to write that down. It's just crazy because when you talk about conspiracies, you just think, oh my God, the people out there with the crystals and the guys that Boeing's a massive. It's a Dow Jones company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would affect American economy and everything.
And it's run by the Italian mob.
And they killed this guy.
6 days after. They didn't waste a lot of time. Did you know this, by the way? And I didn't. The Minnesota Wild got lucky. You're a hockey guy, aren't you? If you pull your goalie in overtime and they score on your empty net, they take your point away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
That makes sense. I like it. I'm for it.
Draconian. Now, there's a stewardess who ruined potentially the greatest story. The flight attendant prevents drunk passenger from opening emergency door. Had she not been there, this would have checked so many boxes for me.
Tasering.
Tasers, shit flying everywhere. A guy, it just bingo. She blew the whole thing.
We've done this, man. You cannot open it at 12,000 feet, 40,000. You can't do it.
He can't. You might be able to aboard a Chinese flight. Yeah, he probably could. I would have been the lady. I would have started going, you blew it. Just like Sandler. I mean, it would have been incredible. Oh, I hate that. How's your state doing? More than 50 people arrested during a cockfighting ring in Galloway Township, New Jersey, and they saved 50 cocks as well.
What about the roosters?
Exactly. What the fuck? Did you ever go?
I didn't. It's funny because all this news you're telling me, I have a patient who's not necessarily with it and just watches the equivalent of New York 1, which is, I think, NJ9 or NJ12 all goddamn day. So sometimes I just go and we sit and I'm like, oh, why don't we watch a little bit before we do our exercise? And I get all my information.
A California mom of three. A suburban mom ran a complex crime ring that stole nearly $8 million in makeup across the U.S. online resale authority. What? It's an $8 million. She was stealing from Ultra, TJ Maxx, and Walgreens. Do you know how hard it is to run an $8 million bill at TJ Maxx? Just like, yes, everything. I'll take it.
I would actually guess that if you went into a TJ Maxx and took everything there that time, it doesn't equal $8 million. Like, one store does not.
Close.
Right, yeah. Like, they'd have to rob multiple
stores. You
take
the people. You guys are robbing people. And then I was super excited, as we all were, talking about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. But your boy, Eric, blew the whole thing. He told everyone a story we already knew, and you knew we were going to be talking about here. And you're like, hey, you're Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson?
Did I tell you I'm going to the fight?
You did.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's the exact weekend we were talking about our baseball trip, and we were flirting with the idea of going to Texas. And my friends don't want to go for the prelims, which I would go and watch everything. The stadiums you can walk from, the Texas Rangers to Jerry World.
I love undercard stuff.
So do I, especially if you're paying for the ticket anyways. The Orioles are in town, so it's even another thing for me. They don't care that I've only seen the Orioles, I think, once on all of our baseball trips, and I've seen all the stadiums. We're talking about going to see the Orioles against Texas and then walking over in time for the main event. It's 6 to midnight. What do you want to do? Take my money.
I hope you get beat up by Mike Tyson.
Nah. It's just
you can take him? He'd kill you.
Oh, with one arm behind the back. This is in a boxing fight?
You don't want him in a street fight. Guy's out of his mind.
I'd have a chance. He's not as fast as you think.
No, but I don't think he knows when it's over.
Oh, no. He'd bite my children off.
He'd kill you. It's a whole different ballgame. That's what I got.
Hey, Zach, what you watching?
We're watching. Well, Curb was hysteric. Just this episode was incredible. The Regime? I'm not sure that it's good. I want it to be because of an HBO and she's pretty stacked, but I don't know if it's good. And we watched the Arnold documentary. We relate to that one. The 3-episode thing was fantastic.
It was good?
It was good. On Netflix.
Netflix, all right.
Yeah, it was really good. I would take it.
I just found out we've only seen the first episode. MasterChef is back. That's the important television. Yeah. I don't appreciate that the kids didn't have to audition this time. They just
didn't watch it. It's on our DVR.
Okay. They're trying to make Ramsey's daughter a thing.
Oh, yeah. No. We did watch that one. Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You would.
Nah. Big girl with big eyebrows.
Free entry to any of his restaurants for life.
I would do a lot more for a lot less, Zach.
Savoy was really good. Hedden Street Grill was okay. But free, kids eat free.
Gotta love that. Recommended by our Lord and Savior, Colin Cowherd. He's been talking nonstop about the octopus murders. So it's a 4-parter on Netflix that I sat down to start watching. It's really bad. It's really, really conspiracy.
So what should I be watching? I got my phone out. I'm ready to go.
Nah, I got nothing dude.
Still?
We just Oscar'd. And to watch American Fiction, too. Watch some Oscar stuff. There's nothing. We're still Abbott Elementary. Like, we have nothing to watch.
I watched one episode of that. I know you like that middle-aged broad from Philly or wherever she's from.
Where's she from?
Isn't she from Philly?
Where's she
Maryland,
from?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a Baltimore. The redhead. redhead.
Yeah, she's been around since like the 80s. She's been kicking.
Nah, she's a Baltimore girl. Zachy, P, Shub,
do. I have a fucking hip anonymous. But did you do yours yet or not?
I did the one. I'll save the other two for another week. Go ahead.
Oh, you can do them now. I had to do, no one cares about your job. No one cares about mine either. But here we go. I had to go because two of my agents are out of town. And so was this buyer's agent. We're representing a seller. I had to go to Brooklyn this morning to do an inspection with the inspector on a vacant apartment. It's been sitting on the market for like a year. We can't sell this. I get there. I meet the inspector.
Homeless guy?
Client's daughter lives in the building. He goes to the roof. I go to the apartment to make sure it's kosher. It's supposed to be open, but it's not. And I'm jiggling. I'm banging on the door. I'm trying to open it. I hear a rustling on the inside. Door opens and there's a fucking black cat in front of me who hisses at me.
You love cats. You love cats.
Yeah, this guy hissed at me. Then some dude shows up. I go, who are you? The super's letting me stay here. And we're off to the races. He is illegally occupying his apartment.
Spotting.
Then the super shows up. Then they have a little powwow because the super knows he's in shit now. The guy wouldn't leave the entire inspection. It's not like he was a sheepish. He's still there tonight. He's been there for 3 days.
No. How long has he been living there? Because I think at a certain time, he's been there 30 days.
No, he's been there 3 because he lives in the building. He's renovating his place and the super's just gifting him someone else's apartment. It's a co-op.
So super knew about this.
The whole thing is insane. So now we have to track down our seller who's in Australia. So I'm like, do you want to call the cops? Because this is breaking and entering. She's going to try to go through the board. But yeah, I walked in on some dude. Meanwhile, he's got a pregnant wife. She wasn't there. They're sleeping on mats on the floor. I took pictures. This is bad parenting. Two cats running around. It was like a Benny Hill routine. It's a fucking two cats, a squatter, a super, an inspector, a mother, a client, a daughter, and me. The whole thing is bananas. Like, it just...
I don't appreciate you telling stories where you make it to be the cherry on top is because there were cats.
No, that was the intro. That was the amuse-bouche. He opened the door and hissed at me, and then we were off.
Did I mention at that birthday party that there were waiters walking around with the amuse-bouche?
Was it amusing? Did you use the Chandler joke? You have to.
He gone.
He's gone, but his work lives on. If he had said to you, amuse-bouche, it is amusing. You have to do it.
P, Shadoo of the week. I have a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if anything, you already sunk my submarine of my gold medal one.
No, but let's start off your submarine beforehand, but go on.
I said you already got
buddy. Okay, then I sunk your fucking aircraft carrier, but go on.
You did. The Aaron Rodgers RFK thing.
No, not that. Do your list.
Okay. And send me something. We have a nice little relationship on the Instagram where he'll send me things back and forth, and he sent me something that I just went, oh my God, that's so good. Zach, am I the asshole?
Yes.
There was an Instagram reel that there was a wedding prop bet sheet that somebody gave out at their wedding. Over under first dance length. Over under number of Luke Combs song played was 0. Length of best man. Will anybody cry during speeches? How many wedding cake tears? Will the bride toss the bouquet? Wedding party entrance. Who will have the best one? I guess that's subjective. Will there be an outfit change? And the number of times somebody touches a microphone. Tiebreaker. Number of chicken entrees ordered. This is perfection. What happened?
Why did you?
How good, right?
Pretty good.
I don't know if I would have snuck that by the bride, but that was one of those.
You snuck something else by her before the wedding, so these things happen.
Andrew sent me that. I was like, oh my God, that is so good. That is so good. I can't believe I didn't think that. Moving on. This past week,
beads of sweat the groom has at his wedding.
Mine? Him?
No, him.
This past weekend was UFC 299, and everybody's making more money, so good for them, but the advertisements are just nuts. There's something on everywhere, including...
Does Jesus advertise on that too? He's big.
He does not. There is a new Roadhouse movie coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor is in it. It's a remake. They filmed it during a UFC, so they incorporated some real live stuff for the...
I love the original.
I get it. But they filmed it. They did the weigh-ins. They did a walkout. They did a whole thing back in, I think, last March or whatever. Anyway, it's coming out. And the whole time they keep advertising Roadhouse featuring Jake Gyllenhaal, Conor McGregor, coming on Amazon Prime soon. And I just turn, I go, what the hell does that help me with? How do you not have a date? And Julia, very matter-of-factly, goes, yeah, sometimes they don't have a date for release. I go, then don't advertise. If you give me a date of March, the April, the...
The greatest ad I ever saw was in the early 90s. Black billboard, who is Kaiser Soze? It said nothing else. I've never been more titillated in my life.
But that reeled you in. This one is telling me that it's coming out. I assume it's going to be next month or soon. If you would have given me a date, I found out Hacks is coming back May 2nd. Oh. Put that into the memory bank. Got that. The Pop-Tarts movie's coming out in my phone. You tell me coming soon.
Wait, didn't your Cheetos movie win an Oscar or something? Or get nominated?
Got nominated for Best Picture. I told you it was good. I tried. Watch that. Watch the Cheetos movie. It's good. It's good.
I tried to tell you, but I wouldn't listen.
Shana told you.
Shana told me he's right.
They put up a Kobe statue in LA last year, year before, and there are a ton of misprints on it. And people have been going so nuts that they have to fix it. It doesn't look as bad as the Cristiano Ronaldo statue, but their Jose Calderon is like Jose Calder's son. There's something else. There were so many really, really bad ones, but one of them was about a DNP coach's decision, and then under it was DNP coach's decision, and they spelled decision wrong. How does nobody fact check these things?
I don't know.
Fucking statue. I may be getting targeted on my advertising because I do Google baby food, and I was at an Indian first birthday.
It's the same now consistency, by the way. Baby food and Indian food
comes out the same as well.
Yeah, it sure does.
I got a ad on Instagram for one of those little baby pouches, except they're trying to have me feed my son chicken tikka masala. Am I saying that right?
Nope, but sure.
It's not marsala. I knew that.
No, it's chicken tikka masala.
I would never. I can't imagine it's cheaper than anything I buy at the store. If you buy that and you give Milo one spoonful and he doesn't eat it, it's $20 down the drain. Why would you ever get that?
You wouldn't get that because it's too cliche. It's like getting a pad thai. It means you're not a real Indian food fan.
I'm not.
Get him something better. Deep menu.
I saw this online. I don't have the exact restaurant, but they put up a sign. I assume this is in New York or California. They are now banning people that come in smelling like weed.
Good. There's a guy who goes to Taekwondo every day who smells like weed. Fucking father. It's a kid's Taekwondo. You can't hold your shit together for half an hour.
I know people that suck on that thing like a nipple, man. There's constantly.
I guess you gotta be stoned for the kid's Taekwondo. Makes it better.
Is he watching or doing?
He's watching, but he shows up big. Then he goes outside and gets stoned, then picks his kid up, and he reeks the whole place up.
Where do you stop this, though? People smelling a certain perfume? People who come in smelling bad?
Don't stop it. Don't smell me. I don't want to smell like anything. I'm not a cologne guy. I smell like me. If I don't smell cologne, like me, kick me out.
Oh, I do a little cologne, a little spritz when I'm getting nice.
A little cool water, and you do a pass-through?
Yeah, a little cool whip.
I don't want to say that to you. Night cologne? It's the best part of that De Niro movie.
There was something that went viral that we used to work at McDonald's, and here's a secret you should know. What all the employees do is they get fries, and then there's a special seasoning called Angus seasoning they use on the Angus burgers. That people who work at McDonald's put that on their fries, and you should be asking for it because you're missing out on the best flavor. If you ordered fries that had that, do you know what you're also going to get on your fries?
Salt, regular fries, diabetes.
A big loogie. If you start asking for special anything on McDonald's, you are getting a rat turd in your... no
Eat
chance I'm ever doing that.
Either rat turd. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. I tried to see him the other day. It didn't happen.
He sucked.
Your boy, George Santos.
Love him. Oh, the collar was phenomenal.
Hat in the ring. He is officially on the ballot and running again. And here's where I think he's a genius and people are stupid. Because how many people are going to go to the polls, see George Santos versus Lord who knows what, and go, oh, I've heard of him. You don't remember what you heard of him for, but you know the name. He will get a lot of votes.
He's the guy in the bedazzled collar. He'll also get a lot of votes because he's the Penguin. He's fantastic. And I miss him. I miss him very much. I have no idea what Tom Suozzi is doing in Congress, but I knew what Santos was doing. A lot of it.
Yeah. I just don't know. Like, nobody knows his actual policies, but people...
Who cares? There's other guys that can do that shit. Just get him in there to hang out.
I don't have the name of the hotel, but some hotels decided to use a 3D carpet design on their floor to prevent people from running in the hallways. And I'll just say, if I'm at a casino, I'm hammered, I'm trying to make it back and not trip over. This thing legit looks like there's like holes in the floor when you're walking.
I've been in those rooms. You scared to death. I've been in those sensory room things. Oh yeah, you think it's there. I like it. Punk kids running in the hallways. Get off my lawn.
If you have to hold on to the floor to prevent yourself from falling, you did too much.
Yeah, good. Oh, it's to get the kids out of there. Or like, you know, when the hooker's running away from your room.
Two Indonesian pilots are being suspended for falling asleep at the same time for 30 minutes on a flight back in January where they had 150 people in back of the plane. I know a little bit, I guess, about how flights and everything work.
Yeah, they don't do anything during the flight.
They don't, except you need to have somebody awake because the plane actually drifted off course enough. That's how they got caught.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's really bad.
It's not great. But yeah, they don't do much other than take off and landing. And
talked about RFK, but the other one that I had really high up there, which I guess I now can go, is this past weekend, Madonna was doing a concert. And I actually hit play and listened to the whole thing. She got on the mic. By the way, she sounds absurd.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's ever moved anywhere and noticed an accent change that much, but she sounds insane. She sounds like, oh, how is everybody doing at my show? Like, she's so British. It's so fucking weird. But there was a fan that was sitting down during her show.
You moved to New York and started calling people toots.
That's my vernacular. That's my words. I didn't start saying like Quuffy and Dawg. plug.
Yeah.
No, not that's definitely not. That at her me, show, at her show, everybody is standing up except for one person. And of course, she's narcissistic. She focuses on them and says, okay,
oh, no.
It was a girl in a wheelchair who couldn't get up. And she said, oh, okay, politically correct. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. What an asshole.
Wow.
It was really, really
bad. That's really bad. So those are my choices.
Wedding, prop bet sheet, Roadhouse coming soon. Kobe statue has too many mistakes. Chicken tiki masala for your babies. Restaurants banning people who smell like weed at McDonald's. Give me some Agnes seasoning with a side of Lugi. Santos running again. You have trippy hotel carpets, two Indonesian pilots, the RFK thing, and Aaron Rodgers and Madonna.
So a few weeks ago, you discussed someone who needs $8 for a calculator. Hold my beer because someone needs $3 for a paper plate. So it's a real toss-up between
multiple plates.
It didn't look like multiple. It was one plate for $3. So it's a toss-up between Madonna being tone-deaf and Allison for needing quick cash and selling paper goods. I'm going full on Allison. Peace and blue of the week.
I don't know if you saw.
Insanity, man.
I posted on her post where she put it in a group and I said, I'll pay you $3 to throw them away. And I got a personal text. She was not happy.
You should have added me to that chain immediately. Immediately.
Like, where? When do you stop? Would you stop and go $1?
Because it really did cross my mind to buy them for $3 for this fine program tonight. But that's full John Oliver.
I've gone on Amazon and bought things for $5 and the shipping's $15.
Yeah. You pay for the shipping. So I got to pay her $15 in shipping for that piece of crap that I could go buy at Party City for 8 cents. What did it say? Like My Little Prince or something like that? Because that's pretty much what you can call me. It said something really good like that.
Booze Your Daddy the podcast. Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. We appreciate people tuning in, hanging out with us.
Zach, paper plates with our face on it for $4.
Ireland has officially decided to change their constitution, and now women have a place outside of the kitchen. Last year, they belonged in the kitchen. Thoughts?
Missed last year. I've longed for days past.
Bangers and mash.